Hello everyone, my name is Ronnie Ragundi. I am an art teacher, and this is a recording. I guess this is the first episode. I'm just here to record my progress and inviting everyone who's listening to join me. Well, the first episode, it's called Fulfilling Your Artistic Potential and How to Do What You Love. So I just wanted to talk about becoming an artist and to what extent it is logical to become a painter, to use oil paints to express yourself. Is it right now to paint outside like in plein air painting? I've heard there's an incredible movement right now to go outside and to travel to different conventions, to different states. It's a nice excuse to travel, to see the world outside. And another thing that I love, and another reason why I chose to become an art teacher and a painter, is the art history. The art history is so rich. Our paintings, architecture. I've read many books on history, and I didn't realize I wanted to dedicate myself to become an art teacher. And one of the reasons why I chose to become an art teacher is that I couldn't really find something that I was willing to do for hours and hours and hours. When I finally found my calling, I started to travel to Europe, to France, to London, Paris, London, Florence, Milan. I started to travel to different places, and I really could appreciate the beauty and the poetry that it is to see these authors and these artists. And well, this podcast is not so much about improving a technique, even though I'm very interested in it. It's more of a journal to record and inspire other artists to do the same. If you guys are wondering if you should pick up an easel again and start painting again, I commend you to do it. And you guys can contact me, and we will grow together. And right now I'm living in Miami, Florida. And even if you don't live on the same city that I am, we can still get together. And this is an invitation to everyone to continue to grow. And I mean, I have a lot to say about contemporary art right now and the traditional art too. They're both really beautiful, in my opinion. Sometimes the tradition of the European tradition can get in the way of what is going on right now with contemporary art, and that's a super interesting theme that I would love to talk about. I think to be an artist, to be a painter, is a beautiful profession. It's something to be admired and celebrated, in my opinion, because if you take Europe, for example, how much money it is produced in tourism. People from all over the world, they come to these museums. People don't really want to see museums of contemporary art or new art or weird art. People are really attracted still to the paintings, because in my opinion, a sort of gap or a communication between the life of that person, what that person left behind, and the experience that you are living right now. And maybe that's one of the reasons why people who really love art get butterflies in their stomachs when they see a painting. I've been thinking a lot about what is important, to what extent is, what is the use of art in our society, and why some people are really drawn to the idea of creating an object to record an experience, a feeling, a memory into a canvas. I mean, if you think about it, these pigments that are suspended in oil has the capacity to touch someone the same way that music has the same way that music has that way of capturing our feelings and our heart. The same way that poetry has to communicate things and feelings that are really impossible to draw from or to communicate in any other way. Painting, in my opinion, is one of the highest and most beautiful art forms there is. And well, the question was from the beginning, how can you or anyone fulfill the artistic potential, and how can you love what you do? And starting from the beginning, this the principal idea is to acknowledge the importance of painting, or the importance of creating an artistic object that you can pass through, that you can cultivate, a skill that you can cultivate, the appreciation for life, for the moment, for the memory, for the message that you want to say. I think that's one of the most important aspects of painting, in my opinion. It's the reason why people are so attracted to painting. Another point that I think it is really important about the paintings and our culture, it's the stories behind these objects that we put. For example, Vincent van Gogh has many different stories that surround his aura, his character. We don't really know how he was and how he really thought, besides his letters, which is a sliver of somebody else's personality, of course. And many other artists that we know of, we only know the popular stories or beliefs behind them. So the best way for us to really understand that person, it's what we le what they left behind. And in the case of an artist, in the case of a painter, what they left behind, it's what they believed in. What they believed in spite of the lack of money or the lack of fame or recognition. So, talking about what's going on today, right? Let's say you're young, you don't know, you're not really sure, or let's say you're old and you're about to leave your career and you want to dedicate yourself to painting. When you think about it, when people die, their family members, they don't really look for, when you're an artist, of course, they don't really look for your clothing or your books or your toys or whatever, or your tools or anything. Most of the time, when you're an artist, people really end up fighting over that painting that you created. And They do value your time and your expression. So, another thing that I was thinking about is why I chose to become an art teacher, and I think teaching art is like teaching philosophy, in my opinion. It's a practical philosophy on life, in the sense that it shows a person, usually a young student, who is uncertain and afraid because, let's face it, when they study art, sometimes or most of the time, they're not really trained in the classical way. They're not really trained with strength and like perseverance and practice. They don't put the emphasis on the practice, but instead they put the emphasis on the ideas and And what happens is, I've heard that a lot of students who graduate, they don't end up moving beyond the hobby state, and it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be something based on society or based on how many likes you get or social media or any of those things. I think when you're a good painter, you only need one or two people who are willing to believe in what you have to say, who are willing to buy your stuff and support you, and that's it. You don't need much than that. This whole social media and marketing and these sort of things are not really nurturing the art world right now. And I think artists should be more humble, and they should be more open to the idea of traveling and exploring and writing, consuming things that are of value for society, reading books and teaching what they know. I think that is our best and strongest aspect of the art world today, especially for art teachers. And that's one of the reasons why I chose to become an art teacher, because art teachers go a little bit further than creating the art. They try to multiply themselves in other students. They try to give them hope. They try to teach them discipline and perseverance. And those two things are just as beautiful as expression and ideas. So, thank you very much, guys, for listening to me today. This is actually the first time that I ever do a podcast. I have no idea if I'm doing it right or wrong. I would love to continue with my rambling about painting and the profession of it. Everything that has to do with becoming an art teacher and becoming a better painter, a better artist. And I started doing a few videos a couple days ago, and I was really excited to see a couple of people registering, signing up, and just seeing these videos. I started mainly doing small videos of books, of art books that I really, really think they're inspiring to me. And again, I appreciate your time if you're listening to this, whoever is listening out there. I wish you the best, and hopefully we can see each other next time. I have a website and a blog. The name is patreon.com/Ronny, RONNEY, where you can also click a link with the email newsletter subscribers. And let's just keep in touch, and thank you so much, guys. See you next time. Bye.